audio version of Michael Laidman's blog. November 28, 2019. Bnei Baruch, spiritual channel to the world. Light and desire are completely opposite to one another in their essence, but through the development of the desire, they have to end up in similarity of form and adhesion. In this process, they manifest themselves as a line and a circle. The relationship between the creator and creation, the light and desire, the forces of bestowal and reception, develop in four stages descending from the creator. This is called the line, because this arrow is very precise, constricted, and under complete control from above descending toward creation. The creations themselves are like a circle, because they are in complete slavery of their desire to enjoy, and must transform themselves from Pharaoh's slaves to the creator's workers. Their connection with the creator, with the light, changes from one extreme to another. The influence of the light on a desire, of the creator on creation, makes a direct line, like a pipe, that Israel must build from itself, a part of the desire created by the creator, that has the ability to make a channel of light out of itself. The other part of the desire possesses no such ability, since it has no properties of becoming like the light. Therefore, all it can do is wait for the light to come. It follows that the desire has two parts, active and passive. The active part advances toward similarity with the creator, and has the ability to understand the purpose of creation, its role in creation, and the ability to fulfill its role, while the passive part of the general desire is unable to do so. The upper part of the desire that works for the creator, meaning Israel, in fact has to be the worst, most egoistic, and opposite to the creator. It is then most likely to feel its oppositeness, and need to change. The other part neither reacts, nor strives to become closer to the light, and this spectrum includes the entire 70 nations of the world. Israel is at the very top of the desire with the most egoism. Therefore, they are more shrewd, intelligent, corrupt, and more strongly feel their vast difference from the upper force than the other nations. This helps them achieve great success in corporeal life with its money, fame, and knowledge. It follows that the people chosen from the whole universe, like the cream of the crop, or as if sifted through a sieve, as the greatest egoists, that are aware of their evil, organize themselves into a group that works on coming closer to the creator. They want to eliminate their oppositeness to the creator, and achieve similarity with him, thus turning themselves into a channel for transmitting the creator's influence to the whole world. There are two opposites at work here, as it often happens in spiritual laws, and we frequently observe this in our world too. We need to see it as a single whole system of creation, and that we continue moving forward with it as a whole, because we live in the era of the end of correction, in the generation of the Messiah, Mashiach. The light that goes through Israel to the nations of the world pulls, Moshech, the entire egoistic desire toward correction. Therefore, all of us, the people who have an awakened desire to reveal the Creator, must understand our mission and our role to become the spiritual channel for the world. There are other groups that study Kabbalah, but here we discuss the group, Bnei Baruch, whose mission is to become the spiritual channel capable of accelerating the collective correction, and by doing so, bring contentment to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson November 1, 2019, Bnei Baruch, Spiritual Pipeline to the World, Preparation for the Convention in Bulgaria. Roots and Jesus and Consequences. Baal HaSulam, the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah. The words uttered by a teacher cannot render any supreme knowledge that is beyond time, space, and movement. We are talking about the upper world, which is not in our sensations, and therefore we cannot find a suitable equivalent to what is found in it. There are no such words, expressions, forces, actions, and relationships in our world as in the spiritual. There is a problem of how to explain the spiritual world in our words to a person who has just started his journey. That is why Baal HaSulam says that we should try to express this in the language of branches. What does the language of branches mean? Despite the fact that the upper world is absolutely unattainable with our current senses, everything in it descends into our world and forms branches here, consequences of it. If we use the language of branches correctly, that is, if we name the properties of the higher world by using words, images, and definitions of our world, we can express everything that exists there correctly, and pass a knowledge from teacher to student, or between people, and not get confused. Let's say that there is some interconnection between points A and B roots, in the upper world. And in our world, we see their consequences as A and B branches. It turns out that then we can say that a certain property descended from the upper world into our world and formed a certain consequence in it. That is, we can talk about the interaction of roots and branches. Question: is it possible to say something about the bigger from the smaller? Answer: we can say only one thing. The smaller and the bigger relate to each other as cause and effect. The bigger is a cause and the smaller is a consequence. The same relates to the big B and the small B. That is why they are called root, cause, and branch, consequence. Thus, there is a connection between the properties of the upper world and our world. If sensations of the upper world start to appear in us, then we can say that we are transitioning from branch to root, implying the interaction of the roots in the branches of our world. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, October 27, 2019. Family and Marriage, Part 4. Different time, different family. Question: on one hand, our constantly developing egoism destroys the family. On the other hand, the destruction of marriage is contrary to the laws of nature. After all, didn't nature create the family cell as a minimal environment where a person can develop? Answer: previously the family was maintained by purely egoistic interests. Today, our nature is destroying it. Question: from the point of view of Kabbalah, where is everything going? Answer: to ensure we rise to the next level. Question: so in the future, will such a cell as the family unit still be preserved? Answer: family will be completely different. The main question for it will be, how do we rise spiritually? Because for no other reason can I shoulder this overwhelming burden, endure another person next to me, constantly take care of him or her and the children. I'm ready to pay for my youthful sins, that I created a couple of children, but nothing more. However, this is not a family. In order to save the family, I need some higher value than children. No one will live for the sake of children. If today there are still such people, then in one or two generations they will all disappear. Question: speaking in Kabbalistic language, without the goal of revealing the Creator, family cannot exist? Will people just have no motivation to live together? In addition, wouldn't technology be at such a level that the need for family will disappear? Answer: in all cases, from every side, we will come to the conclusion that a person will have no need for someone else, even physiologically, because we are moving toward unisex, anything and everything, but not to create a family. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 1, 2019. Money and Quality of Life, Part 1. Summary. Can money buy us trips and journeys which we can enjoy infinitely? Love is the key to exiting yourself to an unlimited experience of exploring a new world, and it is therefore the new money that can be attained by your internal effort. From CabTV's New Life 73, Money and Quality of Life, Part 1, September 12, 2012.